write your best material when you're happy or sad?
Oh, that is such a good question. I'd like to say it was when I was happy, but it tends to be a majority of the time when I'm really down on my chips, actually. Because I turn to it like a therapy instrument, do you know what I mean? It's like, if I feel... I go to that, to be honest with you, and like, it really helps, actually, and that's where the riches come out. It's fluky. There's no one way about it for me. But a lot of the time, I can be a bit of a moody son, to be honest with you. I don't think it's a bad thing, to be honest with you, because I like music that's kind of food for the soul, and it makes you feel a bit better, you know?
Yeah.
And I like to write things that are honest, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go out there, hey, we're all having a great time, everybody's happy, when there's a lot of people aren't happy. So it's nice for them to have something honest to relate to. I saw the greatest Craigslist advertisement once, where this restaurant had asked this guy to play for free and said, oh, it'd be really good exposure, this, that and the other. So he messaged him back and he goes, we're looking for a personal chef for a meal between me and my missus this evening. And so, you know, it'd be great exposure. He's literally turned it round the other way round. Yeah. It's just, you know, and it was just fantastic. I was in tears of laughter. And I thought, that is the same thing.
Yeah.
Put your shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, treat your artists with respect. They are providing a service. It's entertainment.
I think we should have that as a voiceover. Next time I go and do a gig, please respect your artist.
Like, stand behind the line at the train station, isn't it? And also remember to treat your artists with respect. You know?
That's very good. James, if we want to find you on social media, you're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, and you're on Instagram.
Yes, I am indeed. It's James_Benadou. Mm-hmm. You've got the spelling now, so there's no excuse. And on Twitter, I'm at JBeats, as in boom, ba-da, boom, 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 doing beats.
Yep.
Natural. JBeats Natural. And that's it in way of social media. So check me out on there. Give us a poke and, you know, we'll go from there.
Lovely.
See what we make of it.
Let's finish on a song.
I think I've spoken enough, haven't I? Right, this song is dedicated to my daughter, and this song is called Tiny Heart.
Tiny little heart for me, caused to be a part of everything that we are. A fragile form, a naive mind, dependent on every move. Tenderness was all we needed, the lesson that we learn within the unexpected. I didn't mean to take for granted your hopes and dreams that love and nurture. So take these words and hold them for the rest of time. Always love you, my dear, and this precious heart that beats with you and I. Thoughts, worried that I could not be the one you needed. Crazy it would seem to others, but the path I walk is for the best of both of us. Fear has been a residence, lounging in my head and pushing me out of the frame. Lost myself within this fog, couldn't face the man that I had now become. So take these words and hold them for the rest of time. I will always love you, my dear. This precious heart beats with you and I. So take these words and hold them for the rest of time. I will always love you, my dear. This precious heart beats with you and I.
Beautiful, James. Absolutely beautiful. That is James Bernardou.
Yes, Bernardou.
Bernardou. And you'll be able to find out all the details on the website. Thanks very much for coming in today, James. You've been absolutely brilliant.
Thanks for having us, Michelle. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And as soon as you get something down recorded, we'll be playing that out on Phoenix FM.
Yay!
Yay! Right.